This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Your brothers and sisters in IslamNet from Norway are establishing a masjid, a dawah center. This center, this masjid, this educational institution will act like a beacon of light, calling the Muslims in Norway back to the essence of Islam. So give generously and Allah Azza wa Jal will give you even more.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you guys doing? I'm here with a notorious man, a man that you may have known through my channel, an individual who has single-handedly been able to take the dawah to the next level, not just in Norway, but in all of Scandinavia. Unfortunately, he couldn't be joined with me today, but we do have Fahd.
How are you doing, brother? You okay? Fahd Qureshi from IslamNet. Definitely a pioneer in his own right.
Marakallah,
inshallah. Exactly. He's done a fantastic job here. Well, in Norway, I should say. I mean, but there's been a phenomena which has really emerged. I don't know what or who started this or what started this, but this phenomena of burning the holy books of the Muslims, and it's spreading like wildfire, no pun intended, like wildfire throughout Scandinavia. And you've been dealing with this. What's going on as a context here?
To be honest, this thing started back in 2019 where this guy, Lars Thorsen, he was doing a Quran burning demonstration. And from that time, it's just been escalating. And now it's just come to the stage that these guys are even fighting people in the street, and they are spraying security guards with paint in their faces. Actually, I could show you a video. I could show the viewers a video as well.
Well, let's take a look at the video that you're talking about. I'm sure there's more than one of them.
Yes, there's actually.
Because I've heard many things about this individual. Well, let's look at the first video and then react in kind.
Klokkene kimer og Koranen brenner. Skikkelig julestemning.
Angrep.
So as we saw here, this security guard, from what I've just seen here, he's just extinguishing the fire of the Quran outside of his vicinity of work, and then he was assaulted because of it. Now, I mean, this shows you the vile and intolerant nature of these individuals who are claiming to represent liberalism and freedom. I mean, what exactly do you make of this, Fahd?
To be honest, this accident or this incident, yeah. It was all over the Norwegian news. Yeah. So, alhamdulillah, even though the government, they allowed the banning of the Quran, they did not accept that he is attacking a god like
that.
They
had to draw the line somewhere, didn't they?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So this was taken to the police, and this guy was actually taken to trial, to court, and he was judged for that. So he will be in jail for that. Yeah, alhamdulillah.
Well, I mean, this shows you that, the right-wing nature, or you could say the violent nature of the right-wing movement here. I mean, they're claiming, isn't it so ironic, pathetic irony actually at that, that these individuals who are claiming that they're defending themselves in Islam are assaulting people of work, people that have got jobs, unlike most of them. What do you make of that? Because it's really seeming to be now, these guys are getting violent.
To be honest, the only thing or the only solution I see to this problem is that we need to combat this kind of Islamophobia.
Yes.
And we need to do something about the problem. We've seen terrorist attacks in Norway, not once, but two times.
Yes.
Breivik, who killed 77 people in cold blood,
yes,
just because they were, the government or the political party, the Labour Party, was supportive of Muslims, according to him. Mm. So he believes that they're like murtads in his yeah, crazy way of thinking. And he thought it was legitimate,
yes,
to kill them. And he did that. And in 2019, we had Philip Manshaus, who actually went to the masjid with guns ready to kill the Muslims, but a Pakistani uncle just dealt with him, Allahu Akbar.
Yes.
But we can't just sit back and wait for terrorists to come to our mosques and do these kinds of crazy acts. We need to fight the Islamophobia. And one of the major, major ways we can do that is by enlightening the society, giving dawah, telling them about Islam, what the religion of Islam really teaches.
Absolutely.
And we're doing that through the masjid and dawah center that we're establishing in this country.
Absolutely. And from my understanding of the initiative, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but you know, in the knowledge part of the knowledge production of IslamNet is actually that you're going to facilitate, or you're going to have an entire Islam anti-Islamophobia branch. Is that correct? You're going to be intellectually dealing with disseminating information, educating the people that would have the net effect of dealing with Islamophobia.
Yeah, inshallah, we will do that together.
Yes.
You will be, inshallah, preparing the course and delivering this course in Norway and teaching the du'at in Scandinavia how to deal with these kinds of wild behavior from these Islamophobes and how we as a Muslim community should react to this.
Absolutely, guys. And this is exactly what we need your help with, because quite frankly, you know, I have been a partner with, a team member of, working with IslamNet for some time now, some years since the peace conference. And these are reliable people. I mean, I've, you know, come many times to Norway and seen what they've done. But Northern Europe in particular, and the Scandinavian region, needs us. We've seen what happened in Sweden just recently with this individual burning the Quran, which got international attention. So this, I would say now, is starting to pick up traction. We are starting the intellectual fight back. And I think we're winning. But we'll win even more with your help. Which is why we need your help now. Because quite frankly, we won't be able to do this alone. And we do require the monetary, charitable support of the public, which has already gone so far in being able to counter the anti-Islamic and Islamophobic narratives. What will you do with the money, as you have already done with it?
So, inshallah ta'ala, we're in the middle of a big expansion project of the premise. We need proper facilities, educational facilities in this premise so we can do these kinds of courses and do these kinds of Islamic work. So we want to refurbish this whole building into a proper Islamic da'wah institute so we can just propagate the message of Islam. And for that, we need your support, guys, brothers and sisters. It's the month of Ramadan. One of the best times of the year to give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every single dollar that you give for the sake of Allah for this specific cause, it will be amazing. It would create amazing results for us, for the work, for the da'wah, and for your akhirah.
And also for your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren, because we are leaving a world behind where it has to be hospitable enough for them to be able to live, to become active members of society, not get bullied in schools, not get discriminated in workplaces, be able to live functional lives in the West. If we don't deal with this problem now, we won't even be able to survive in the West. So this is of the greatest importance and the highest imperative. Click the link below. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that when the son of Adam dies, all of his good deeds are interrupted. They are finished, except for three things. Sadaqatun jariyah, a continuous charity, and a beneficial knowledge, and also a righteous offspring that makes dua for him. Your brothers and sisters in IslamNet from Norway are establishing a masjid, a da'wah center, and fulfilling a great portion of this hadith on your behalf. Establishing a masjid to convey the message of Islam is one of the best deeds a Muslim can do. Whenever someone prays there, whenever someone gives shahada in the masjid, whenever someone learns something in the masjid, yes, that will be something that you'll have on your scale. So give generously and Allah Azza wa Jal will give you even more.